Hey everybody, I'm Brian Bowden, and welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bowden. With me, as always, is Frank Gazzero.
Hello.
And Katie Arroyo.
Hello.
And this is our first Halloween themed episode.
That's right. Woo! Spooky!
Way to get into the season.
Yeah,
Katie.
I know.
Are you dressing up this year, Katie?
Well, you know what? So I'm pretty bummed. I wrote out some questions for next week's Patreon episode of my Halloween About Me trivia game that you guys have to play. And so okay. I was like going through old pictures to see like what Halloween costumes I had, how many different costumes I had on different years and that kind of stuff. And I was like, man, there's no fucking reason to dress up right now. I'm so sad. So I don't even have a costume.
You're not dressing up? Oh, man.
I don't think I'm doing anything. It's pretty depressing. I'm photographing a wedding, so I'm going to dress up as a person taking pictures.
You had a photograph session this weekend, didn't you, Katie?
I did. Katie Buns and I are photographing this woman's wedding on Halloween, and so we went to practice, but really we just took pictures of each other.
You went to practice?
Yeah,
how do you practice taking a picture, Katie?
Like, you practice to see what kind of settings you're going to use on the camera, and we were looking at which lenses we like to use and that kind of stuff.
I noticed a lot of portrait photos.
Yeah, that's what we were doing. Katie takes a lot of nature pictures, and we were walking around, and I like to look at nature pictures, but I like to take pictures of people, so I was just like standing around, and then I'm like, do you want to climb this tree and I'll take your picture?
Did you take any pictures of Katie taking pictures of nature?
I did.
You did?
I got a couple of them. Yeah.
I didn't see those in the thing.
Yeah, I took one picture of her standing on this rock taking a picture of a tree. And then
nice.
Can I
tell you what my favorite picture is? And
sure.
I'll tell you why. The one where you're hanging from the tree.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because, that's so easily croppable, and I can put you anywhere.
Did you already do it or not yet?
I have not. But I am going to go through. I'm definitely going to make a hang in there poster.
Yes!
I'm going to make a hang in there poster. That's
my
happening.
Dream. I say that. Yeah.
And then... you know, from there, if anybody listening has any scenes they would like to see Katie hanging from a tree in.
Yeah, I know.
Frank, do you have any places you'd like to see Katie hanging from a tree?
You could put her, like, hanging from the part of the helicopter, like in an action movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We can do that. Yep, okay.
Yeah. I want to hang off of, like, can I hang off of King Kong or something like that?
Yeah. Oh, we can put you.
Can I hang off of somebody's arm?
Yeah, you can hang off an arm.
Okay. Yep. Or a dick.
Yeah, or a dick.
Perfect.
That's a picture of a
perfect.
Porn picture of a dog.
That is. That is. There's so much blood in that erection. That's like the most erected penis ever. For Kate to just hang on it like a fucking monkey bars.
Well, I was picturing like a giant person.
Oh. You know, like a giant person's dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Manute Bol.
Like if you're
like
just hanging around a giant.
Oh.
To be big enough to where a human can hang off your dick with their arms outstretched, you'd have to be pretty tall.
Pretty big.
You'd have to be a tall person.
Like a mythical type.
Yeah.
Person.
That was Katie's weekend.
Yeah.
Taking pictures
we went to
in
the
Vermont
woods.
With Katie Buns.
Yeah. Did you guys do any
foliage?
Did you guys do any portrait sessions this weekend?
No, we didn't. I called Frank this weekend, and the guy that was adamant about not picking apples and picking apples is stupid.
Uh-huh.
Frank, do you want to tell everybody where you went this weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday I took a class that was awesome on how to hunt for, how to like forage for edible mushrooms.
Did you just say hunt?
He said hunt. Be very quiet.
They're like, hunting mushrooms.
We're hunting mushrooms.
It was run by the Mushroom Hunting Foundation.
The Mushroom Hunting
Foundation. Go to mushroomhunting.org. Yeah, it was awesome. So
okay.
We went to this hiking trail.
Hold on, me and Katie have to make fun of this for a little
bit. Yeah, I don't know why in my life I am surrounded by people who forage for mushrooms. Because when Josh went to college, he couldn't get into the program like the year that he wanted. So they were like, well, you can just keep taking classes at SU. And he went to their forestry school and he took a stupid mushroom class and he knows
you're
all
not,
this dumb
not,
shit
you're
about
not
mushrooms.
Good enough, you're not good enough to get in this tree class, but you can, we'll give you mushrooms as an understudy.
You can get into this mushroom class.
Yeah. And to be clear, it wasn't magic mushrooms. It was like regular edible mushrooms.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. It was so much fun. We found a
Where
bunch of honey mushrooms.
Where did you guys do that?
We did it in, I think, like, East Greenwich or something. It was, like, 10 minutes from where I live.
That's cool.
It was just on a regular hiking trail, and there was this guy and his...
Is he a cool dude?
Fiance. Yeah, they were
did
cool.
The guy that, the what do you call it? The safari...
Mycologist.
The safari guy.
You're what?
He's a mycologist. They're both mycologists.
Mycologist.
Yes.
So the mycologist... There was more than one mycologist?
It's a guy and his fiance.
Okay.
And they do this for a living.
And they take... People like you,
yeah,
that don't want to go apple picking, that say apple picking stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they bring you to the woods so that you can cut honey mushrooms. Yeah.
I'm
going to
send you guys a picture of these mushrooms, and I would like Frank to identify them.
Well, it's dangerous. Like, you got to know what you're doing. That's why you need to have somebody
teach
you. Well,
you know where the safest place to buy mushrooms is the store.
But you can't get all the kinds that are out there.
Yeah, you're right.
And the kind we got were pretty fucking good.
You know
were
what? I'm
good?
Not going to lie. Your Mexican girlfriend put up a picture of the mushrooms all cooked up, and it looked very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they
she
really
can make
good.
Anything look nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She is good at that.
Yeah. She's really good at turning shit into sugar.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yeah, it was awesome though.
I had so much fun. But the mycologist, good person.
Good people.
Yeah, they were great.
Did he tell any jokes?
Did he have any friends?
No.
Was he a fun guy?
Oh no, you didn't.
Yes, he was.
You
did it. I was waiting 2 days to drop that one.
Ooh.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very cool.
Love
Frank, go to mushroomhunting.org and book a class.
Mushroomhunting.org. That was available.
Yeah, I know. It's a good domain, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys do that as like a date?
Yeah, was that a date? Did you hold hands with your Mexican girlfriend?
No, because it was a friend of hers set it up, and then they invited us the night before, but Kirsten was working, so I just went.
You went by yourself?
It was me and her friend Marina and her boyfriend.
You were the third
wheel
on mushroom?
You
were the third wheel in mushroom hunting?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of fucking Luigi bullshit is this?
I don't care.
And
I wanted to hunt
so
mushrooms.
Fun.
And it was so fun.
I had so much fun.
I had so much fun, he said.
I did.
That's
great.
I
had so much fun. Frank, what was the most fun part of the day?
Learning about picking, like when we'd find them and you'd be like, all right, so these are this kind, you can tell because of all this shit, but be careful of this because there's other one that looks just like it that's poisonous and there's a few differences. So, but these are the good ones. And then like later on, it's like, oh, I think I see some there. And he's like, yep, that's some. Bam, put them in the bag, you know?
I'm going to take Ash to do this. Did they have you, like, blindfold the mushrooms so they didn't know they were getting attacked?
What?
No.
What kind of weapons did you bring with you?
Yeah.
I was very ill-prepared.
Yeah. Did you tranquilize any of the mushrooms?
Did you bring a machete?
No, we didn't have to do
and
that.
Tag them? Yeah, did you bring a machete?
No. No.
I can't believe you fucking went in the woods with
I love it.
Strangers.
It actually sounds cool.
It was really cool. And like the cool thing is if you get good at it or like you do it a lot.
How is this? What do you mean get good at it?
No, like you gotta.
I'm so good at picking up mushrooms.
You gotta identify the edible ones and then you pick those ones. Otherwise, you'll kill yourself.
Yeah.
Is it like apple picking where you can like pick a mushroom and eat it while you're walking?
No. You cannot,
you cannot eat.
A lot of forage mushrooms you cannot eat raw.
Okay.
Wow, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like
this
the ones
feels
we got,
so dangerous.
You can't eat them raw.
Yeah,
you have to cook them.
So what?
It's like you're shark hunting.
Like how it's does a, one even like?
That's a very Frank thing to do, though, don't you think?
It really is a Frank thing to do. That's the thing. It's a Frank fucking activity.
Yeah,
it's great. I might do it again.
What do you do in the fall? Oh, you carve pumpkins. You go apple picking. No. I go mushroom hunting.
Tomorrow, Kirsten and I are going to go by ourselves, and we're going to try to find more.
Oh, you're going
to
get diarrhea from these mushrooms.
Well, no, you think before, with your one time going that
you feel
ready?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I'm going to send. They have a thing where like I can send a guy like pictures and everything and be like, I think I found these. Can you tell me if it's those? And then he'll look at it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, Frank. That's like when a comedian sends me a clip and they go, is this good? And I'm like, yeah.
You're like, it seems
He'll
fine.
Tell me.
It'll work out. Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
It'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll be just fine.
Tweak it. Just trim the fat is what I'll say.
It'll be
just
fine.
He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you to trim the fat on the mushrooms. You're going to cut the good part out, and then you're going to eat these mushrooms, and you guys are going to die like Romeo and Juliet. That's how Romeo and Juliet died.
See, another cool thing, though, is if you do it, like, you can get, like, infinite mushrooms. Because there's hundreds and hundreds of mushrooms in the woods, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of survival shows I watch, I did think that if I was going to go into that field of survival, I would probably really try to forage a lot of mushrooms. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to study it up. Study up a lot because
yeah,
you can die pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah, as we will find out.
But, I mean, the ones that actually kill you, there's not like a ton that just make you dead. Usually they just make you sick.
Let's say a mushroom kills you. Right?
Yeah. I'd be dead.
I'm going to need the password to Libsyn to get the episodes up.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Kirsten, I think, knows how to get it.
Well, if you both die together like Romeo and Juliet.
Well, just post the episode before you eat them.
No. Well, no. And then future episodes.
Oh, we have to get a replacement.
Yeah, we need a replacement.
I'll see if we can put, if I can put like a secondary email address or something.
All right, cool. Yeah. All right.
Who would be a replacement Frank?
Who would be a replacement Frank?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody.
Look around.
You can't fill these shoes.
Do you think your Nicolas Cage pillow would be on the podcast?
Yeah, my Nicolas Cage pillow. My Nicolas Cage. Shout out to Russ.
Nicolas Page pillow.
Nicolas Page pillow.
Anyway, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Everyone should do it.
How far did you have to walk?
Yeah. Not far at all.
Great question.
I don't know where it was. It was in like East Greenwich or it was right nearby. And we just parked. There was like a parking lot where there's hiking trails. So we just walked around the hiking trails a little bit.
Really?
It was really like, it wasn't even like a hike because it was
a pretty
easy walk.
We worried about poop.
Yeah.
Did you think you'd have to poop?
Oh, I was worried about that because I didn't poop before I left the house.
Whoa, really?
Because I didn't have to go.
Dude, you got to force that
but
shit.
Because
you were in your element.
Yeah, you're in your elements frolicking
foraging
around.
Foraging mushrooms.
Putting them in a basket like fucking Alice in Wonderland.
We also found wintergreen growing somewhere in there. And I ate a wintergreen berry and it tasted just like gum.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Frank. Yeah.
Sounds like you and the what is it, mobtologist?
Mycologist.
Yeah. You and the mycologist just really hit
it off.
I like to think so.
Did you have to slip him an extra five to tell you where the winter berries were?
No, he was just like, oh,
he's
check
like,
it out.
Taste
winter,
this
winter
on
green.
My tongue.
Yeah, taste this, eat this.
It was pretty awesome.
Next thing you know, Frank's tripping balls, getting fucked in the ass.
So was it only you and the couple?
People. Yeah.
Did they feel like weird? Were they trying to have romantic?
No, they do this all the time. No, it wasn't like a date. No, because her friend hikes like every day. She's like a big outdoorsy kind of person.
Okay.
And she knows how to identify one type of mushroom, the chicken of the woods mushroom. And she had gotten
chicken of the woods,
huh? And she had gotten some like 2 weeks ago and given some to Kirsten. So then like they've been talking about it and she set up the class.
Yeah. But then you ended up going instead of Kirsten.
Yes.
Do black people like those mushrooms the most?
Whoa.
I would suppose so.
Chicken of the woods. Okay. So Katie went picturing, you went mushrooming.
What'd you do in the woods? Relaxed. Anything?
I didn't do anything. I did nothing in the woods.
What the fuck?
I went golfing Sunday morning with a couple guys I used to play football with. I haven't seen them in like, you know, over 15 years, 20 years almost. And my buddy AJ and Sean almost made the PGA. Like, he was on, like, professional, like, tournaments. Like, he was fucking...
So how did he do about your cheating?
He didn't care. He didn't care if I cheated. He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah.
I haven't changed much since high school. He knew what was coming. And and I'll be honest, when I play with better players... I cheat a lot less, like even less than I've already cheated less. Like I've been cheating way less.
Because you're like embarrassed to cheat in front of them, you think?
No, because there's a difference between cheating and playing loose. Like me and my buddy Nate, when we go out, we play pretty loose. You know, like if we shank a drive, we might hit another one. You know, we might do that two or three times around. But when you're with people that you never really play with, you can't be fucking doing that as well.
And you want to try to be as good and professional-like as you
can.
Yeah.
So
you want to look good.
Yeah, I did okay.
Well, good for you.
Now, this is what I really wanted to talk about with golf.
Okay.
I signed my son up for this fucking class, man. This golf class. Uh-huh. And it was me and my golf buddy, Jamie, and Shayna. Not the Shayna that texted me randomly. Who I found out was, by the way. I found out who Shayna was.
Who is she? How did she, she found that out? You never told us?
Yeah. Well, I've been depressed. I've been sad, so I've been really
bottom
line. Yeah,
but we still need to know.
I know. I should have just...
You
got to
deal with
right
your
out.
Shit and tell us.
I know.
Put your depression aside for the
shame
sake of
on
my
me.
God knowledge.
So Shayna used to be a waitress at Comics. So she used to be a waitress at Comics. She just happened to have my number. She was looking for another Brian Bowden.
What?
Really?
It's spelled differently. Yeah, it's spelled differently, yeah. So she was looking for another Brian Bowden. So she ended up texting me looking for this other guy. And she found out. So I got a random text from her one day just going like, hey, so you're this Brian, right? And she sent me my picture. And I'm like, this fucking voodoo witch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And she goes, oh, it's Shayna from Comics. And I'm like, oh, no shit. And then she kind of explained it. Hannah and Josh listened to the podcast, and when they heard the episode about Shayna texting me, they put the pieces together. They got a hold of Shayna, and Shayna got a hold of me. This is like Kevin Bacon shit.
You know, it'd be awesome.
Shout out to Josh, Hannah, and Shayna.
Wow.
It would be great if the day, because she called you, right, that day at Katie's house and thought you guys were planning to meet up or something, and you're like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, you know? It would be great if she then got mad at the Brian she was looking for.
For not responding. Yeah,
for breaking their plans.
Well, she's a woman, so that definitely could have happened.
Wow.
Women do that stuff. Katie, you guys do that stuff. Back
what
me up
do?
On this.
What do we do?
She would have gotten mad. Yeah.
Well,
if
I thought
Brian.
It was the other Brian, yeah, I would be like, what are you talking about?
That's like, Katie, have you ever gotten mad at Ash? Like, by having, like, have you ever had a dream?
Yeah, and then we get in a fight, and I'm like, I think I'm mad at him.
Then you get in a fight the next morning?
Yeah, I told him he wasn't nice to me in a dream. And I was like,
yeah, that's a woman thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but then I had dreams that he got mad at me, and I woke up, and I was like, ooh, like, looking.
Very defensive positioning.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. And I was waiting for him to be mad. Then I was like, oh, it was a dream. Phew, I got out of it.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
I let the cat out again.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking cat. His cat now tries to run away. Like, we've never had him do this. And ever since we got in this house, like, I will open the door and he will sprint from anywhere in the house, like, in the, like, all the way across the house. He fucking sprints. And when he hits the door, he runs out and he'll go meow, like he does like a war cry, and he fucking runs outside. And the other day I had to chase him. Like, he went outside to the front of the house, and then he goes to the side of the house, and then he ran to the back of the house, and he ran under the deck. And you guys know how big our deck is.
It's a big
and then
fucking deck.
It is.
For like 10 minutes, I just went from one end of the deck to the other fucking end of the deck, and he would walk to that end, and then when I walked over to that end, he'd run back to the other end. And I ended up grabbing him by the tail.
Wow. Grab the cat by the
tail. Yeah, because I was pissed.
Getting back to the deck, Ash shaves the bushes so the deck looks bigger.
Yeah. Katie, it's big enough for Katie to hang off of.
Yeah, it's a big deck.
Yeah, it's a big deck.
He's
like a giant.
Deck. I remember we sat on the deck for a little bit.
We did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big enough to sit on.
It's big enough to sit on. Like, we all three of us are just sitting on that deck.
Yeah.
Huge deck.
Let our feet
guys.
Hang off the sides of that deck.
It's my favorite
nice
thing about
deck.
Him.
Yeah, it's a nice deck.
Yeah.
But there's Shayna that also signed her kids up for golf with me and Jamie, or Jamie and I, whatever the fuck it is. And we show up with our kids on the first day. And fucking Coach Dan comes out, and this dude's wearing like high cut tight shorts, and he had a moose
knuckle.
What's
a high cut What does that even mean?
Like up, like
that
up,
a
slit? Like past
you mean
his
short
knee. Like
shorts.
Short shorts, I guess, would be a good description.
Yeah, it's like high cut. Like he had slits on the side.
He had like
he was
high
wearing
cut.
Pants that were not cut very long. They
yeah,
were,
yeah,
he was wearing.
I was like, why?
He was wearing.
Why are you saying that in the hardest way to understand?
Because that's what he was wearing with these high cuts.
Uh-huh,
so
the old high cuts.
With a moose knuckle. I want to stress the moose knuckle.
Wow.
And he starts talking. And it's like, we know, like, usually on the first day, coaches are gonna, like, number one, he calls himself Coach Dan. It's a fucking, it's golf. Like, I've never.
It.
Yeah,
he's a coach.
He's a coach. And he is a fucking coach. He's like, all right, everybody, welcome to golf class. I'm Coach Dan. You will all learn the basics of golf. Like, what the fuck? Hey, like, I'm fucking laughing at this point. I had to put my... good thing we lived in a generation where we wear masks now, because that shit came in handy, because I was straight up laughing at Coach Dan.
Does he teach you guys, like, does he... is this like a workshop or something where a bunch of kids are in there?
Katie, we're going to get right to the bottom of it. The ages are like... maybe 6, my son's 9, you know?
Okay,
like
so
maybe
all over
it goes
the place.
Up to 10.
It's got to be hard to teach a bunch of different ages at the same time.
Yeah, it is. But it's, yeah, you're, I mean, at the end of the day, you're swinging a fucking club. And then Coach Dan goes, look, he goes, by the time you all pass this class, you will be ready for my test. And I'm like, this motherfucker has a test? I'm like, this motherfucker has a test.
I like
and
it.
Now,
you're coming to me as children.
Yeah,
you will leave
yeah,
as golfers.
Leave as
yeah, you will leave as golf warriors.
You will be able to find the finest mushrooms.
Yeah. Not only will you be able to golf, you'll be able to live in the woods and forest for mushrooms. I am Coach Dan. These are my words. The guy was like, I thought the guy was on coke. I'm like, Jamie, I think this guy's on coke. And she's like, I think he is too. And he's like, no, I'm going to take your children and go hit golf balls with them. And so the kids go off in the field. And keep in mind, he talked about this test for like 5 minutes. The way that we just did it was not, it
long
did not
enough.
Do the test any justice. Yeah. So he takes the kids, they go out on the field and hit some balls. I go to driving range with Jamie, and we're just laughing about Coach Dan.
Yeah.
And then we go pick up the kids. They're on the other side of the field where the driving range is. And I guess one of the kids in the class wasn't paying attention. Like, me and Jamie are walking up, and we just hear this guy going like, yeah, and just tell him, or better yet, tell his mom that, you know, he gets chatty like that, you know, he might not pass the test.
I'm like, what is the test? I want to know.
What is the test, right? I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this test, right? One day, my son was late. Like, we were late getting there. We hit some traffic. He shows up, and I made a joke. I made a joke about the test, and he's like, I'm like, hey, sorry we're late. I'm like, hope this doesn't get any points deducted from the test. He goes, it does not. Like, just intense shit. For the,
I
like,
would love to know what
test.
It is.
Right. Every time I pick up my son, I'm like, hey, how was golf? And he's like, Coach Dan's all about this test.
Right. But nobody knows what the test is yet.
Nobody knows what the test is. But they have like a little golf course where this place is. They have a driving range. So we think the test is you're just going to take the kids on the golf course, play around a golf. When you're done, hey, you pass the test.
Yeah.
Wow.
The test day comes, last class, right?
Oh, that already happened?
I'm fucking psyched. I'm ready for the test. I'm ready to see what the test is. All I've heard about. Fucking 10 classes. All I've heard about was a test. Me, Jamie, Shana, we're all like, this fucking test, right? So we go and we meet up with the class and we're like, hey, where's Coach Dan? And this other guy showed up. He goes, Coach Dan isn't here. I'm like, Coach Dan isn't here to give the fucking test? Like, what the fuck? I go, the test. I go, there's a test. Coach Dan has a test. He goes, I will be administering the test. I'm like, okay. I have the test.
It's a written test?
It is a written fucking test.
Shut up.
It is a written test.
How many papers is that in your hand?
It is one paper front and back.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
That is so dumb.
This is the beginner test. Are you guys ready to take the beginner test?
Oh, do we have to answer it?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll take a break and then go into the fucking Halloween. Great Halloween episode. Coach Dan loves this test. This guy. Okay.
Go ahead.
Question one. What is the safety position? Hold the club by the grip with both hands. Hold the club by the head with the grip touching the ground. Hold the club with both hands, with one hand on the grip and one hand on the head.
This is hard. I think it's that one.
You think it's that one, Frank?
I think it's this one. You're holding it regular, like both hands on the grip, like you're kind of
incorrect. You're both wrong. It is B. Holding the club by the head with the grip on the ground. That is the safety. That is Coach Dan's safety.
Have you ever seen people actually do that on a golf course?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
When should you use the safety position? At all times when not hitting?
Yes.
Only when the coach tells you? On the tee area of the golf course?
All times when not hitting.
Correct, Katie. Give one example of what you can do as a player to keep the golf course in good playing condition.
Don't suck.
Yeah, don't litter, pick up trash, fix people's divots. Excellent. Is it perfectly okay to run out on the driving range to pick up your tee or golf ball
if
it is less than 10 feet away?
Yes.
It is wrong. False. On the green, you must not. You know what's funny? I got this question. I heard this answer. And now you can kind of tell how I walk on a green.
Oh, boy.
On a putting green, you must not step in another player's putting line because it is considered bad etiquette. Your footprint can affect the other player's ball control. Both A and B are correct.
A and B.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that. So now whenever I walk up to the green,
oh no,
I
now
find
are you
my
fucking
friend's ball
up
and I just
shit?
I do like the fucking drunk test.
You're
all the
a
way
monster.
To the hole. I'm an asshole. What do you yell if you're gonna get hit by a ball if your ball goes sideways? 4. Is it considered bad etiquette if your shadow distracts another player about to hit their shot?
Yes,
it is.
You got to keep it in line.
And now this is where the test takes a fucking turn. Like that's just like normal shit. What are the 3 ways to grip a golf club? What are the 4
okay.
categories of golf club? What?
So,
go ahead, Katie.
My friend used to tell me you do the thing where you put your dominant hand down on the club. And then your other hand, the thumb fits in the nook of the first thumb.
Yup.
Is that one?
Yes.
And then don't you like link your pinky and your
interlock.
Pointer finger?
Interlock. It's an interlock. Overlap and baseball.
Yeah. You're welcome, Frank.
What do
it's
we
just
hit
like
for
mushroom hunting?
What category golf club do we hit for maximum distance?
Driver.
A shooter.
A driver, that's correct. What do we hit for specific distances?
Wedges.
Irons. Which of the following clubs has more loft on the face? A 3-wood, a 9-iron, a 7-iron, or a 5-iron?
I don't know.
A 5-iron?
It would be a 9. It has more angle to get the ball higher. Yeah. And then the 7 principles of a golf swing. It was a fucking 2-page test.
Wow.
That children
that's a lot.
Had to take. And they all passed.
I feel ready.
They all passed. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, Katie's ready to golf. So, the only other thing I did this weekend was watch the movie we are about to review.
As did I,
Midsommar.
Both of you were texting about this. Well, Frank was really going for it.
This movie upset me so much, I actually took a ton of notes. I tracked it like almost like chunk by chunk chronologically. It's the worst movie that I have ever seen.
All right. I guess we'll just use Frank notes, Katie. Usually we save it till the end. You know how we save it till the end?
I'm
we go,
sorry.
Hey, how did you?
I'm very.
How many fucking
bears
do you give this movie?
At the end of
don't
this,
spoil
we have to see
it
how
yet.
Many murdered boyfriends we give this.
Spoiler alerts if you want to see the movie, but don't watch it.
Yeah,
don't
it's a terrible movie, everybody. So we'll be back with the breakdown of Midsommar. My days are lonely before you came along. Fill my heart with love, fill my soul with song. Hey, everybody, if you're looking for some laughs, make sure you come find Wicked Funny Productions. You can go to wickedfunnyproductions.com. We supply you with all of your comedy needs. We can bring a show to you anytime, anywhere, for anybody. We do charity shows, private events, roasts, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, bar shows.
You name it, we do it. I mean, two of the biggest clubs in New England, trust us. Why shouldn't you? Anybody can put on a show, but will it be wicked funny? To get a hold of Wicked Funny Productions, you can go to wickedfunnyproductions.com or find us on Facebook. Send us a message. Let us know where to go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Edibles.
What?
And we're about to break down the movie Midsommar. It's yeah. It was a Halloween movie. We talked about it on the podcast. Now, apparently, the person that created this movie or somebody that had a hand in this movie had a hand in Hereditary.
Same director.
The same director. Same director as Hereditary, which we've done on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Hereditary.
Hereditary. And,
yeah, Hereditary.
And so we're like, oh, if they're doing this, we'll review that.
Do you know that you've made it so now that I cannot say that name properly, like, even if I want to?
Hereditary. Hereditary?
Yeah.
All right. So, do we want to use Frank's notes, or do you want to use our notes, Katie?
I do want to hear Frank's notes.
I do want to hear Frank's notes. This is the first time Frank has done something.
He was so activated by how much he hated this movie that I want to hear his notes.
And Frank did not like this movie.
The opening scene, what did you guys think of that?
I thought everything about the first 20 minutes was fucking stupid. This movie's like almost 2.5 hours long. It's way too long. And the first 20 minutes of it, maybe 25 minutes, could in any normal movie would have been 5 or 6 minutes of setup.
They
dragged it out.
All you need to know is there's a main girl. I don't know any of their names because I don't give a shit about any of them. So there's the main girl.
I'll pull up the IMDb, Frank.
She's kind of like needy and like kind of like nervous, you know?
She is very needy.
She's got a boyfriend who kind of wants to dump her. And then there's like three or four buddies of the boyfriend. And all the guys are like anthropology students. They're like grad students or something.
Yeah.
But there's this whole bullshit where she's like caught like bugging him, like, oh, I haven't heard from my sister, and then she sent me this weird message about like how she's going away and I can't get a hold of her and she's freaking out.
Homeboy's trying to have dude night.
Yeah, and he's having like guys Rose. Night. But it turns out her sister turned on two cars in the garage, ran hoses from the exhaust pipes up the stairs through the house into the parents' bedroom and duct taped it all shut, and then duct taped the other one to her own face.
Yeah.
To kill everybody in the house. Now,
which is a fucked up way to do it.
It is.
And it also serves no purpose in the fucking movie.
Well, yeah, no, it
well,
does.
Well, it sets her
I
going. Yeah, that's her cabin.
Yeah, that's her. The guy was about to dump her.
No, I know.
And now he can't because now
I know
she roped him in with her dead fucking family.
But I mean, the stuff with her sister and like getting murdered and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Was only in the movie because the director, I'm pretty sure, is like, I'm just going to put weird stuff in there and that'll make this movie creepy, which, by the way, it isn't at all. It could have just been she gets a phone call. Oh, my God, my family just died in a car accident. That could have solved. That could have done the same thing.
Well, I think I think that was supposed to show that the whole family's got destructiveness in their genes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a maybe. Good point, Katie.
I don't know. I don't know if you thought it through that hard, but maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
So, I just wrote 5 minutes in, I have no idea what's going on in this blonde bitch's boyfriend being a douche about her being a bipolar bitch.
Yeah, I wrote, she's so needy, I want to break up with her, and then I thought when the sister was murdering everyone, I did think that was like, ooh, like I thought that was cool and creepy.
I wrote, she's annoying, cool, I don't sympathize with her.
But then... also, the girlfriend just, like, doesn't take a hint. Like, he's not that into you. I felt like that's the movie that we should have been watching. Like, that's what should have been called.
Yeah, yeah.
And this poor dude, like, he's just being nice, you know?
Yeah, and it's also worth noting that there's, like, the guy and the girl, the couple, what is it, two or three other guys, right? Three other guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only one of the characters, only two characters in this whole movie have a personality, and it's... with the one friend who's like loud and kind of obnoxious,
uh-huh,
and her. Okay. But she doesn't even really have one. Nobody in the movie has any kind of
like
personality.
Needy.
Yeah, but that's more of a trait.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She made it a little Danny, brand, though.
I wrote Danny as a fuckhole.
Right. Who's Danny?
Danny's the girl. The
okay.
girl.
Yeah.
Danny's
the girl.
She's also, they dressed her like she's one of the most beautiful people, and they were like, how ugly can we make her? Like,
you know,
like,
Katie, I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to bring up her looks, but for a lead female in a, quote, horror movie,
yep,
not impressed.
No! She's very pretty.
She's very pretty, but I was not impressed.
She's, like, gorgeous.
Just kind of flunked
her out. Let's give her some mom jeans and a fucking ripped sweater or some shit.
Like, it's one thing to put her in, like, not slutty clothes, but they were like, we're gonna put your period clothes on. Like, she was wearing her period outfit for 9 months.
It was like a period quarantine outfit.
Yeah, it was. It was like month three of a quarantine.
Yeah, it was like, oh man, I just need smokes at the gas station. I hope I don't see anybody outfit.
I hope I don't run into anyone.
And then you see every motherfucker. They end up going on a trip to Sweden, and her boyfriend was like, oh, I'm going to Sweden. She's like, oh, can I come? And he's like, nah, not really. And then, like, the next scene, she's in Sweden with everybody.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be like a trip for, like, so they can study shit for their thesis. It's like a, and they're going to go to their buddies, like, grew up on a commune in Sweden somewhere, and they're going to go study, like, Swedish culture or whatever.
Study the Midsummer.
Yeah, this big festival sort of thing.
Big Midsummer festival. They show up, and I think this is where Frank would have liked the movie. They show up in this field, and a lot of red flags. A lot of red flags getting waved. Number one, you show up, and you got to drive out in the middle of nowhere.
4 hours,
they
said.
Yeah, they're just
nowhere.
Driving in the middle of nowhere. Then they get, like, shrooms.
Somebody offers them shrooms immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. Like, oh, do you want some shrooms?
And you're like, yeah.
Like, oh, sure. Yeah, let's eat the shrooms. And
let's
she's like,
it.
I don't want to eat the shrooms. And then they're like,
understandably.
Well, understandably.
Set and setting. And also, they're just got off the airplane.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, so now I'm going to eat these shrooms. And they eat the shrooms. And then they're like, all right. Time to walk, and these motherfuckers are walking
what?
Like Lord of the Rings, man. Like Lord of the, like.
Yeah, it was weird.
Where'd you park the car? Did you leave it in that dirt road?
They were on like a quest.
And they're not even at the commune yet.
Yeah, they're not even at the commune yet. They're already tripping.
They
balls.
Just like stopped on a hill, and there were people that they knew there from the commune or whatever.
I would have already been like, this is not for me. I'm with my douchebag boyfriend. I'm on a hill. He's on shrooms, and I don't really want to walk, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about also, her eyes weren't dilated. That annoyed me.
That made you mad? Yep. Tell us about that.
The only thing that I did
you
like...
You seem to be a master of mushrooms. Tell us what happened about the dilated.
The one thing
mushrooms.
I did like is they're all sitting on the hill, and like the one like loud friend, there's a point where he's like getting a little panicky. And he looks over and like somebody was just walking like toward them and he goes, no, I can't handle another person right now. I can't. And then he lays down and he's like, This is nice.
You know what part felt true? And this is, I actually love this part. This is the best part of, man, this is definitely the best part of the movie. Probably the best drug part of a movie that I've seen in a while. You know when you see, like, people do drugs in a movie?
Yeah.
And, like, somebody smokes weed and they're like, oh, I got the munchies. And it's like, that's not what high people do.
That's
they
what
do
I
podcasts.
Do, but
yeah.
I do that when I eat an edible.
Yeah, well, simpletons. So when he goes, hey, lay down on the grass. And then the guy's like, all right. And he goes, no, man, I need you to lay down right now.
Yeah.
That was so perfect. Yeah, like, needing somebody else to lay down. And the guy didn't move. And he's like, all right, I'm laying down. He goes, thanks a lot. That was so perfect.
That's a very mushroom
thing.
That was
a
very mushroom thing. That felt good. That felt good.
Then she starts to get panicky, which is understandable, right?
You're
so
in Sweden,
she's like,
tripping balls on
I'm going to go for a walk.
Uh-huh.
And then she winds up like sprinting through the woods and then passes out, which is not something that would happen.
Yeah, it was
all a little weird. Mushrooms do not do that to you.
Yeah.
And it's not advisable to sprint. On mushrooms.
It's not advisable to do mushrooms with strangers in Sweden in the middle of
on a hill.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a hill.
And why did she pass out?
Because she has all that.
She's annoying. She just like didn't drink
annoying.
Enough
of
water.
Of course she's gonna pack up. You know what? The only thing that would make her more annoying is if she lost her phone and needed to find it. That would make it worse.
Ugh. And I
then
feel
she
like
wakes
she
up and we
like,
find out
she
it's
was
daytime
one mushroom away from doing that.
Yeah. Then they get to the commune, right? So they do this Lord of the Rings walk. She wakes up. They do the load ring. They show up this commune with motherfuckers playing flutes and shit. Like, yeah. Just playing.
Picture
flutes.
Like a bunch
and
of
guy,
like a hippie commune.
The guy who invited them, he was cute. Like, he was a cute looking guy. Just thought I'd say that.
Well, the whole time that guy was trying to get in her pants.
Yeah, yeah, he was definitely hitting
he
on her.
I think he succeeded.
No one, everybody in that movie was the worst. I think that was the problem.
Yeah, nobody had a personality.
The
no one,
one
was
guy that originally had the thesis idea, he was like the only decent one, and even he was like kind of a douche.
Yeah.
The black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every scene is 5 minutes too long. And yeah, I'll keep. All right, I got more. All right.
What's okay, next? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, right. So another fucking thing this fucking movie does is there is never a suspenseful moment in the whole movie because it very clearly says this is what's going to happen, like well before it happens.
Yeah.
So right at the beginning, they're walking around and like looking at all like the stuff. There's like, you know, cool looking buildings and shit. I will say it's shot very well. It looks nice.
It was very nicely shot.
The guy says, like, is showing him around, and he goes, like, oh, check out the artwork. So then the camera doesn't show them looking at any artwork. The camera goes to the artwork and focuses on, like, panels of a cartoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was to tell you the story of what was going to happen later.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? So... That, you know,
Frank made a face, Katie. He made such a fun face.
What pissed me off, though,
he's
is because
so worked up,
the camera.
I love it. I knew when he texted this weekend, I was like, Frank's going to have opinions about this.
I know, and he doesn't like it when we keep interrupting because he
sorry,
wants,
go
he's
ahead.
Getting,
tell
it's
us
okay.
More.
No,
he's getting
fine.
Visibly frustrated.
Like, all right, in most movies that are good, where there's like foreshadowing or like something subtle, like, oh, did you notice the mark on the wall? That means blah, blah, blah. It's subtle.
Yeah,
it's
this
like,
was just a straight
this
up.
Was, he literally shows you a cartoon, like panels of a cartoon. And it was a girl sees a boy in the first one. And then it shows her cutting her pubic hair off.
Yep.
And then it shows her menstrual bleeding into a glass.
It was every it shows, relationship, you know?
Yeah, it's like we've all been there. And then it shows her cooking dinner.
Yeah.
And then serving it to the boy.
Yep.
And then they're married.
Yep.
So clearly, it's some kind of love ritual potion.
Yep,
thing.
That's what's that's what happened.
That could have also
that's
been.
That's what I did to Ash.
That makes sense.
Got him.
That's why I was so hesitant on that pie.
But they could have put that, like, there's art all over the place. In every building, there's art all over the walls. That could have just been, like, in the background of a scene, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instead of drawing so much fucking attention to it.
Yeah, they did really zoom into that.
Fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wrote, Swedish people are bad at drawing people.
British king. But they
there
were
was
consistent,
bad drawing.
Though. I did like the story when the guy gets to they show him where they're sleeping. They're like, oh, we're going to sleep with the kids. And everybody in this place, this village, from birth until 18, they all sleep together. From 18 to 36, they all stay together. And then 36 to 72, they all stay together. So it's 18, 18, 18. And then they're like, well, what happens at 72? And the guy made a joke. He was like, ha-ha. And then he's like, hey, you die. And then, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it like kind of with a smirk.
And
which
but
is,
then, like,
I
he
was.
Says it, but that's such a red flag. And all that, the black kid, he heard, he's like, oh. And then he just starts writing in his book.
Yeah, he's like, cool, all right, bye.
Which, granted, up to this point, they're with their friend and, like, his family and shit. So, like, maybe they're not too worried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But as soon as shit does start to get gnarly, zero people, except for the Indian couple that they meet,
they, like,
who is
also
visiting.
Those people are the only people that had any sense.
Yeah, they're the only
ones.
And
we'll talk about when they had the sense.
Yeah.
We'll talk about when they had
the funniest part of the movie.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard at that part of the movie.
I did too. It's coming up.
That's like the next big thing, right?
Yeah.
So they go to bed. The next day they wake up and it's...
Oh, there's a little hint though.
Oh, it's the hint.
So the guy's like, oh, tomorrow's the whatever it's called. Some like ceremony thing. And the anthropology guys, like, they kind of are familiar with the terms, the black guy especially, because he's writing about like that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, not a real one. And the guy was like, yeah. And then, like, they just go to bed. So, you know, like, it's
something
where the guy
bad.
Would be shocked
if
it actually happened.
Yeah.
And then you can tell
they wake
him what
up,
happened.
They wake up and they go to brunch with the whole town. and they wait for the elders to show up, the two elders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a male and a female. They come out of this house. They walk through a field.
They look very healthy.
They go very slow.
They look very healthy.
Yeah.
Sound in mind. And they, like, nobody does anything until they do it. Like when they sit down, everybody sits down.
Yeah.
And when they touch their glass, everybody touches their glass. And they pick up their silverware, everybody picks up the silverware. And then they eat. And then they had the ritual. The elder speech,
mm-hmm.
where the woman said something. I don't know what she said. Katie, what do you think she said?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know. I was more upset of where I was like, do they have indoor dining? It can't be nice out every day. Why are they always eating outside?
Yeah, like, and it's Sweden. It's not like Miami. Where
exactly.
It's,
no,
it's very
yeah.
pretty. It's very pretty looking.
But the guy stands up and he just starts going, and while he's going, the woman's like, you and he's going,
the chanting throughout the movie and all that shit, it got to me after a while.
Then they go to a cliff.
A very high cliff.
A very,
very
high
cliff, yeah.
With a big bulbous rock at the bottom of it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Frank, and you can tell
so
everybody what happened.
Everybody lines up. They're like standing sort of like, not in formation, but they're all standing at the bottom. But the two old people are in like these fancy chairs, and they get carried. Like you see them like up at the top of the cliff. Very high
yeah.
cliff. So still at this point, the one anthropologist kid, the black kid, who knew what this ceremony was
yeah.
still not concerned. Right?
Not concerned at all.
So basically what happens is the lady, you see her walk to the edge of the cliff and then like do some stuff and then just fucking jump off the cliff.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah! And then so she falls and she hits the big rock at the bottom and it slows down. Like it goes into slow-mo. So she hits it and bounces, and as she bounces, you see her face just explode apart.
Yeah.
And I laughed
really
so fucking hard.
They really showed it.
Because
a whole bunch.
It was so
yeah.
over the fucking top.
It really was.
And
it was over the cliff.
Another example, though, of like the director being like, I'm going to get him by making it so weird and gross. Isn't that creepy? No, it isn't creepy. It's just like, what are you doing?
I thought it was pretty creepy.
I didn't think it was creepy at all.
No, it wasn't creepy.
It
was
like
gross.
Disturbing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just
yeah,
like,
it was gross.
Yeah.
Creepy is like, ooh, I'm going to be all creepy. But
also, if you're like the second, one that has to run, don't you think you would take it, like, after you see the first person run and like get her face bashed, wouldn't you be like, you know, maybe you can just like, duct tape
no,
a car duct to
it's their culture.
Me.
It's your culture. This is what they were born to do. They
yeah.
were born to jump off this cliff.
Yeah,
so what happens
nightmare.
When the guy jumps?
Then the guy jumps off the cliff.
And he doesn't
and
die.
He doesn't
yeah.
die.
He just
he
gets fucked
wrong.
Up.
So he's just going, and his legs fucking bent.
His legs
they
all
show
back
the bone
with the
hanging
leg
out.
Like, ugh.
He's all fucked.
All
he jumped
fucked
off a cliff. He's all fucked up.
And then some guy walks up to him with a big,
a giant fucking
Reinhardt
mallet. Hammer,
like a mallet, like you know when you're at the carnival and you gotta hit the thing and
yes.
it goes up and hits the bell.
Except it's giant.
Oh, he's
yeah,
bigger than that, and he hits the guy in the face.
He they take turns. There's
they
like three
did.
Or four people who take
they
turns
take
smashing
turns
his face.
Could you imagine? And, I wouldn't even want to do that to like a chipmunk.
I could do it to a chipmunk.
But, like, still.
I could do it to a person.
All the students who are visiting are, like, disturbed, but they're still not, like, we
oh my
should
God,
probably
we should
be
go.
Concerned.
Yeah, no, but the Indian couple is
the
like.
The Indian couple's like, we're getting the fuck
yeah,
out
like,
of here.
We gotta get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Nobody gives a shit about their own welfare at all.
No.
Of the main cast.
No.
Fucking idiots.
No, no, no. Just so many red flags.
Then the Indian couple's like, bye bye.
Yeah, but even their friend, the funny friend, after brunch.
Sorry, I wrote this. Everyone who was silent when the lady jumped, blah blah blah. I said, this is so fucking stupid. And then I said, oh no, wait. Apparently, people take turns smashing his head with the giant hammer. They're fucking Reinhardt over here smashing people with hammers. I was just so mad, squawking.
Anything else on that?
And then instead of leaving, the first thing the black guy does is run back to his little cottage thing so he can work on his thesis.
Yeah, because he just saw this thing and he's telling his buddy, because after brunch, one of their friends is like, I'm going to go take a nap. And they go back and like, yo, you missed the shit. These people jumping off cliffs.
Jesus Christ. It was wonderful. And the most dramatic thing happens then is when the main guy, the boyfriend, comes in and talks to the black guy, and he's like, hey, I'm going to do my thesis on the same thing you are.
I know, dirtbag.
Mad. But that's like the most dramatic scene kind of in the movie. That's the only conflict you really witness.
Yeah, they got mad.
Yeah. It's the only thing he like responded to. Anyone actually responded to. Like, they're yeah. They're fine with literally everything else, and they're like, well, don't steal my fucking idea.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like comedians stealing jokes.
Yeah, like surface level jokes.
Yeah.
Then the next day, they all go to breakfast again, and the Indian couple was gone, right? And they're like, hey, where is the Indian couple? And nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a fuck about the Indian couple disappearing.
Also, like, nobody was like, hey, are our cars still here?
Yeah, like, like nothing was...
It's like they're all just oblivious the whole fucking time.
Yeah. And then I have your friends disappearing. You watch them jump off a cliff, and now you're gonna fucking do drugs. Yeah, that's what they do. They do drugs, and this bitch wins Soul Train.
Yeah,
she wins the goddamn.
Yeah, they do like this. All the women do this dancing thing. They basically take some kind of hallucinogenic, and then they like do these dances, and it's like whoever can stay on their feet the longest wins.
Yeah. She crushes it.
Yeah, she murders. She's tripping balls.
Yeah,
your friends are disappearing. Fucking black dude's gone. Fucking. Yeah. The silly friend, he disappeared. They just disappeared.
Oh, but the black... Remember the Oracle, though?
Yeah, the Oracle. Talk about the Oracle, Frank. And do it as sensitively as you can.
So basically, like, they get permission from the elders to, like, write up the thesis about, like, the group. So the elder guy starts, like, showing the black guy stuff. So he brings them into this, like, temple kind of thing that's filled with books. And they're all written by oracles that they have. And it's like these weird symbols and stuff, but the Oracle is a severely deformed, retarded person. Like, severely deformed.
Mentally challenged.
Like, think Sloth from the Goonies, but way, way worse.
Yeah.
Way worse.
No baby Ruth.
And no. I don't even know if he could eat one. And
no.
He certainly couldn't say it.
Whoa.
Certainly couldn't say it.
And he scribbles in these books, and then they, like, sing and chant the scribbles.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, why do you have a deformed mutant over there? Why? You know? And he's like, oh, well, his head's clear. He doesn't deal with all the stuff we do. And he was like, so do you just wait? Like, after this, he dies. You just wait for another retarded kid to be born? And then he goes, no. We made him through intentional inbreeding.
Yeah.
We make all our orcs.
Yeah. So that's how the... villagers fuck their cousins,
I guess,
and then oracles are born, which I'm sure is an honor in that.
Which what are they writing?
He's finger painting. He's like the fucking
it was like gibberish.
You know when they give the elephant a paintbrush and everybody calls it art, but it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's worse
the same
than that.
Thing. It's the same shit. It was like when they gave Coco the gorilla, fucking. So everybody's disappearing. That's why the black dude disappeared, because he took a picture of the book and they were like,
he snuck in and then he probably got clubbed in the back.
The funny friend thought he was gonna get laid, and
he just went away, and nobody noticed, and he was gone for like.
I feel like they just hated him,
right?
So they were like,
he was gone. He was gone. But so then, going back to this dance hall.
Yeah, she wins that.
She wins that. They're all tripping balls. Her boyfriend's tripping balls. Her boyfriend checked out another girl, the one that put her fucking vagina in the meat pie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A girl at the beginning shows interest in the boyfriend, and then it shows her preparing a pie, and then it shows her giving it to him. And she
gives
him some
mural.
She's doing
the tapestry. It's kind of like that mural.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
it's sort of like the mural.
It's exactly.
Oh yeah, and he pulls
it.
It shows him pulling a fucking pube out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He pulled a pube out of his mouth.
But she gives him drugs during the dance, so then he starts kind of tripping.
And so while she's winning the dance contest, he starts following this chick around, and then they give him more drugs, and then he goes and fucks this chick in front of a bunch of fucking naked people.
Yeah.
He walks into the temple and she's like sprawled out on the ground, very pretty, whatever. But then in a semicircle around her is a bunch of naked people, mostly old people,
and they
singing
all start mimicking
song.
Every sound he makes, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote, and her boyfriend takes more drugs and fucks some bitch in front of a bunch of other bitches, and another bitch that is singing with all these bitches squats down and sings real close to this other bitch's face while she's getting fucked by this dude.
Yeah.
Because that happened. She squatted down and she's like, ha, ha, ha. Like, and then, right in her face.
And toward the end, like, one of the really old naked people go behind the guy.
I wrote that, yeah.
And she puts her hands on his ass cheeks and starts shoving him into the girl.
Yeah.
So he finished quicker.
And she's yelling, finish.
Yeah,
finish.
She's just telling
you know
to
what's
finish.
Not gonna make me finish? A 65-year-old woman
yelling,
pushing
finish.
My ass
your
while
grandma,
you're yelling finish. Finish. Finish.
Yeah.
And then after he finishes, he runs out of the house naked with his dick flopping.
Yeah, his floppy wiener swinging all over the place because he's freaked out.
You just call it a waiter.
Floppy wiener.
Yep.
Oh, you call it a wiener or a waiter?
I don't know.
Call it a waiter from
a waiter.
Now on.
Yeah.
Waiter
flopping all over.
And
the
I wrote
place.
Something like. Yeah, he's running out. He's panicked. He runs like to a building that we haven't seen before. And I was like, guarantee. I wrote like he's gonna find a dead buddy, friend.
Yeah.
Of his.
Yeah.
And sure enough, then he goes to another one. Sure enough, it's there.
There
too.
It is.
Yeah.
And that was like creepy. Like I wasn't afraid, but I was like, ooh, creepy. But
yeah, it was a little creepy.
I just thought it was dumb.
They hung that motherfucker up in a chicken coop.
Yeah, they did.
That's where he was. He was in a chicken coop.
I kept thinking,
which is
like,
funny because I like the idea of somebody being really high in a chicken coop.
I just kept thinking, like, why would you put a dead body above your chickens?
Yeah.
It's not going to be good for your chickens.
I don't know. It's shade.
I guess.
Nothing in this movie
like
made
it.
Sense.
Yeah.
Then earlier in the movie, you saw a bear. And you were like, oh, what's this bear for?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, he gets caught and passed. He gets knocked out.
Yeah, they gave him, like, it was like the Mr. Fuji fucking.
Yeah, they blow shit in his face.
Yeah, they blow the sand in his eyes. Remember they used to blow the, in wrestling, they used to just throw the salt in the eyes? So then this dude, like, is paralyzed.
Yeah, they're like, he can't talk, he can't speak.
And
he can't move.
They gave him, like, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, like, he's in a wheelchair. They just kind of wheel him around. And he finds out that his girlfriend wins fucking Flock of the Dandelion or whatever the fuck they call it.
And they make her like a flowered Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they did. They really did. And they go, okay, bitch, you have to pick. Do you want Rufus, who lives here that you've never met before? Like, they do a little bingo thing. And they're like, oh, Rufus, you win. So it's like, do you want a Rufus? Or do you want your boyfriend? And they wheel this motherfucker out.
Yeah, because there's now going to be 9 people sacrificed.
Yeah.
So they're like four newbies that are already dead. And then 4 from their group, and their 2 are dead and 2 volunteered. So they're just going to die alive.
Yeah,
people just
decided to die for this.
She has to pick the 9th one between her boyfriend and another.
Yeah.
This bitch picks her fucking boyfriend. Like, what a cunt.
Yeah.
Like, honest to God. Like I don't like to say the
great.
Word. I don't like to say.
I mean, she did see him fucking the other girl.
Yeah,
she did,
he already
but,
cheated on her. And he's
but he was
douche.
Tripping balls in this weird ass fucking Swedish village. How about give the guy the benefit of the fucking doubt?
And he was clearly under a pube spell.
He
you
was
know?
Under a pube spell. Getting his asshole pushed by a 65-year-old woman while they're yelling at him to finish.
I
that's
think if she
fucking,
saw that part, she would have let him live.
Having sex.
That's she was imagining him having a better time than he did.
He was a victim. Yeah. Yeah. She was like, why couldn't it be me?
He was basically like date raped.
Yeah, he
of.
Was. He was
you
date
know?
Raped.
Yeah.
He was date raped. If anything, he's the victim in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like everybody's going to think it's Danny, this bitch with the
it's
fucking
mom
jeans.
It's a horror movie about dating women.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to say about the bear?
Yeah.
Oh, this also bothered me. So when they first got there... The guy's like, look at the painting, and we see the predict,
amazing.
You know, the cooking thing, right? And then they have a little, like, picture like an old-timey circus cage. Like, not very big. Maybe, like, 6 feet by, like, 3 or 4 feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
A cage with a bear in it. And there you're like, hey, man, what's with the bear? And he goes, it's a bear. And then they just walk away, and there's no follow-up questions.
Yeah.
They're just like, okay.
Until you see the dead bear on the table and you realize why they needed the bear.
And a man is teaching children how to dissect the bear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then they stuff the boyfriend, who still has Lou Gehrig's disease,
into the bear.
Into the bear.
Yeah.
Into the bear. It was like a turducken.
Like his face was like coming out of its mouth, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
his face coming out of his mouth. And his motherfucker can't move.
So he's just in the bear now.
And he's just in the bear now.
Yep.
And they wheel him into a fucking thing.
Into a special whatever.
Into the building where the elders came out of.
It's full of hay.
It's full of hay. And he sits down with the two people from the village that want to die.
Yep.
And he's looking around and he's seeing that they stuffed their friends with hay and put them in the fucking.
It was
thing.
Like they cut all the heads off of all the dead people and put them on scarecrows or something.
Yeah,
and like propped them all
they
up.
They made them
there.
Little guys.
Made them little guys.
And somebody gives the two alive guys who volunteered, like, here, have this so you won't feel any pain. And, like, they eat whatever. And they're just like, all right.
I had a theory about that. One guy said, eat this, have no pain. And then he puts another thing in the dude's mouth. He goes, eat this, have no fear. And one guy was screaming when he got caught on fire. When he got caught on fire. When he let the fire engulf him in flames.
They set the building on fire.
They set the building on fire, everybody. We didn't. Sorry if we gave it away. but so did they.
I thought they both started screaming.
I don't know if they both started screaming.
I thought they both did. I
screaming.
Can't remember now.
But either way, like that sycamore root they gave him was bullshit.
It was bullshit.
Yeah, and the whole village is screaming outside.
Yeah, because they have to mimic the emotional sounds other people make, apparently.
Yeah, that's what this village is.
The village is full of people who are just, like, really active listeners. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are active listeners.
Yeah, they hear you, and then they just are like, what I'm hearing you say is, ah!
Yeah, it's like they want to help out, but they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So they just fucking make the sound.
And the girl, Danny, is like looking through the front door of the building at her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who's burning alive. And she starts trying to like move run away. But they had cloaked her in like this big flower getup.
Yeah.
That was imagine an enormous flower blob with her face.
Jabba the Hutt.
Imagine Jabba the Hutt made out of
flowers. She's ready to be the queen of this town.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, but when she's trying to move, it looked like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Like when they CGI'd him in and he'd like sloth around.
And then she started laughing.
Yeah.
And then end. The movie ended. You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened after that. If she fucked the Swedish dude.
First dude.
If she became part of this village. If they made her the queen. You have no clue what happened. So Frank, how many stuffed bears do you give this up?
Zero.
Zero stuffed bears.
It might be the worst movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I'm even more pissed off that it got like, some people gave it great reviews.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah?
Yeah. Critically, like, but
people went crazy for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go crazy for it, Katie?
No, gave it three bears.
A lot of people did say
three bears. I give it like two bears.
A lot of people hated it too, but all the good things I've read about it are things like, oh, like the set design is really good and the cinematography is good, which but like I haven't read anything that's like, oh, the story is amazing.
The story is great. The plot points are there.
Ugh.
Nah, Frank did not like it.
Sorry, I rambled. No. Ranted.
Song. That's okay.
Yeah,
we like it.
It's okay, Frank. We all have our moments.
I did write. This director loves naked old people.
He does.
He does love
naked old people.
He really does.
In Hereditary, they were all naked as well.
Yeah.
I feel like he's making these movies to cope with his fear of aging.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's see. Did he direct any other movies, Frank? That we can watch?
I don't know. Maybe.
I would love it if he did.
We're big fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is funny because she is very pretty and they made her look very not pretty.
Yeah.
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 Oh, well.
I don't think the mobile IMDb.
Ari Azir.
Oh, well. A Jew. Figures.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
He's an artist.
Yeah. Known for Midsommar, Hereditary, C'est la vie. That's a short.
Mm.
Yeah, I think those are his two. Looks like those were his two big to-dos. Everything else is like a short.
Well, maybe they'll be his
Hereditary and Midsommar. Hmm. Lovely.
Interesting.
Yeah. So with that being said, let us know what you thought of Midsommar. See if you hated it. Thought it was silly.
It was the stupidest fucking
thing. It really was. And that's it. Other than that, I do want to... So in the midst of my depression, I put up that Facebook post yesterday.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank everybody that fucking reached out. It a lot of messages.
What did you post?
I bet.
Didn't see it.
I haven't been on Facebook.
Frank, dude, I fucking opened up like a motherfucker, man.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
No, just about like being depressed and like, look, for the past couple months, I've been depressed. You know, just like when I'm, keep your head up. It's a phase, you know, it'll end, you know? And pretty, it's a long fucking post. But, okay. You know, a lot of people were very supportive of that. And so I want to thank them all for reaching out. A lot of listeners of the podcast. Some other motherfuckers that have never listened to the podcast ever reached out. And Johnny Benson was mad that I have never seen Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow.
So shout out to Johnny Benson. Shout out to Jax, Lori, Megan Mark Springer, Justin Megan Springer. Justin Megan Springer.
All right, yeah.
They have a joint Facebook account.
Yeah.
They do. They have a joint Facebook account.
And that's really interesting.
And they're in the Coventry page of Freedom of Speech, and when they're arguing, I don't know who's arguing. I don't know if it's Justin,
both
the Megan, or the Springer. There's three to choose from.
It's the Springer.
Anyway, this was wonderful. So that's it. Yeah. I'm done. I don't know how to end this. I don't know what.
All right.
You can just end it the way
you
normally
do.
All
right.
All right. We'll see you. We'll see you guys next week for another Halloween themed
extravaganza
episode. Extravaganza. Ooh. Oh, go to leave 5-star reviews and go to wickedfunnypodcast.com. Shout out to Luis.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.